This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Theatre, film, TV, and more. Susie Rong reviews it all on Joy Drive.
Good afternoon, Susie Rong.
Hi, Warren. Has anyone ever said to you, Warren, I don't care if you're gay, but don't rub my face in it?
Oh, yes. Oh, that's so familiar when you say that. Or the other thing is, you know what, when people say, oh, they're accepting of me, I get really angry.
Yeah.
I say, who are you to
tolerant.
Accept me? I mean, you know, I don't mind it, but just don't shove it down my throat. Have you had it said to you?
I think before I transitioned, yes, like people would kind of imply, like they would always say, oh, we don't have to talk about it, or, like in this movie this week, you know, there's a lot of it kind of implied.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like when someone says it to me, don't shove it down my throat, I get angry because I think, well, don't shove your stuff down my throat either. I don't want it. I don't.
Yeah, they don't realize how much of their, you know, yes. Quote unquote culture, straight culture, is everywhere around us. They think it's just normal, it's natural. Yeah.
And I'm just wondered, what would it be like? Imagine if we could just, Susie, if we could just hop in something like, I don't know, Doctor Who's TARDIS box or some sort of travel thing, and it just changed us and it gave us our lives without. You know, as though we were, I mean, I don't want to be straight at all, but with the lack of pressure and stresses that come with being part of the queer community, I wonder how much relief we would feel, that instantaneous, do you know what I'm trying to say?
I think so, but I think also we are so conditioned to fight against it. I think we'd be so bored. We'd be like, we wouldn't know what to do
like,
with
ourselves.
This
is easy. What have you got to worry about? That's what we'd be saying. You've got nothing.
But I think we would really enjoy being, you know, kind of more advanced with our lives, like in terms of money, in terms of career. I'm sure that's a thing that you and I can both really appreciate if the tables were turned.
I think so. And I think, you know, we've spoken about that before on our chats, is that opportunity cost of all the stress and having to constantly look over your shoulder and question things and hide yourself and, oh, my God, the masks and all this stuff that goes up. It's energy and it's potential that we lose. Imagine, I know I keep saying it, you know, you could be those who do put pressure on us or discriminate or what have you, you could be preventing a cure for a disease because we could be, you know, amazing and maybe you're holding us back. So it's
instead
in
of
everyone's
spending
interest.
So much of our time trying to keep ourselves safe.
Exactly, exactly. And the other thing is too, Susie, there's more important things to worry about, like focus on climate change. Before you worry
we have
about
to
queer people.
We have to resist. We have to resist that kind of pressure to behave in a way, you know, kind of be quiet and be somehow apologetic about who we are. We have to resist that.
I'm so sorry, Susie. Did you grow up saying I used to say that? I'm sorry. I'm sorry all the time. Someone says, stop saying sorry.
Oh, were you one of those?
I was one of those people pleasers. I wanted everyone to be happy. Now,
I don't think you're that way anymore.
It's just, you know, people don't like it. You say what you think, you know, and I'm happy if someone disagrees and they say, look, you know what, I disagree with you. That's absolutely fine. I'd rather them say it.
It's fine. You don't need everyone to like you. You just need three or four people in your life that likes you.
Exactly.
Everyone else, don't worry about it.
And we've got you, Susie Rong. Now, today we're talking about Queer as Punk. It's part of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. Kicks off Thursday. You can check out the program online. Susie, give us your review.
Fariz Saad is the frontman of Shdiyam, a punk band in Malaysia, where Islam is the official religion. As an out trans man, Fariz is notable for being one of the very few queer people with a public profile. And the documentary Queer as Punk, screening this Sunday at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, follows his life over the course of several years as he travels across the country and the world, performing to modest crowds, representing queerness in his lyrics and in his unapologetic, uncloseted showcasing of his very very own authenticity. In Malaysia, people tend to live harmoniously with marginalized communities, understanding that they're free to exist as long as they do all they can to avoid rocking the boat. Queer as punk does not have moments of great upheaval or indeed spectacular drama. It is a quiet journey, but beneath the surface, we are acutely aware of the rumblings of threatening forces poised to take anybody down who dares to disrupt the status quo. It is perhaps a surprise that punk music has existed for decades in Malaysia. While not widely popular, it is a genre that has always kept a following. I believe it is a way that rebellion can be contained that has allowed punk to survive. It is not a complete way of life, being punk in Malaysia, only an outlet for frustrations, temporary and fleeting, and therefore excusable. The film crescendos at the point where we hear about a lesbian couple being publicly caned in 2018, the government making one of its occasional demonstrations of power so you don't mistake peace for acceptance, a reminder that LGBTQ Malaysians must do all they can to not be found out or suffer catastrophic consequences. Through all of this, Faris grins and bears it as he tries to be as outspoken as he can get away with, slowly chipping away at the system, surviving in quiet corners, and taking precious moments to rock out only at showtime. I grew up in Singapore, which is the closest neighbor to Malaysia, and found all the unspoken nuances to be highly resonant. It doesn't seem to say a lot explicitly, but the entire film was captivating. It is unlikely Queer as Punk will ever see the light of day in Malaysia, but you should definitely catch it this weekend. Festival info at mqff.com.au. Warren, I'm keen to know what your thoughts are.
Susie, you know, I enjoyed watching it. My empathy was there. I don't know what it's like. I can't claim to know what it's like to grow up in a country where, you know, there are laws and there is moral policing. And I mean, we don't have that here. As much as we have the backlash and, you know, people don't like it, etc., and we're always being attacked by, you know, people with bigoted views, I don't know what it's like in a country like this. And I just felt for the whole band as I was watching it. It must be so hard. And I wanted to ask you, and you just touched on it, you grew up across the border in Singapore. Did you see queer Malaysians daring to exist so publicly back then and so loudly?
No, not at all. The whole time that I was there, you never see people being out, and certainly never kind of, making big pronouncements about their queerness. You know, as queer people, we can detect when you come across people that might be queer, but, you definitely in Malaysia as well. I have never encountered Malaysian people who were kind of out in a loud way. In Singapore in the 90s, people were starting to be that way. Me being one of those people, you know, you're young, you're 19, 20, 21, and you feel like, you understand that you haven't done anything wrong and you shouldn't be hiding. And that was all emerging, but that was still very new at the time.
How did Singapore compare to Malaysia at the time in terms of the attitude towards queer people?
I don't know Malaysia specifically very well, but comparing the culture of Malay people who I had a lot of friends in Singapore who were Malay people and the dominant Chinese culture in Singapore, I did think that Malay and Muslim people were much more tolerant and they knew how, like I said in my review earlier, that they knew how to be harmonious with one another. I think they knew that if you don't rub it in each other's faces, you can get along really well. Chinese people, on the other hand, you couldn't count on that. That Chinese people were quite comfortable at kind of calling you out, embarrassing you, and insulting you out of the blue in front of everybody. So there is a cultural difference there that I have observed.
Now, the something that struck me, Susie, is the film. We're talking about Queer as Punk, which is part of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. Check out the details online. But the film, I suppose, it sits right at that clash, doesn't it, between faith and freedom. And I wonder if the real betrayal here is how religion's been twisted to justify cruelty. It's something that I've always failed to reconcile with religion. I mean, I'm not religious myself, and I want to make that point here, but I do observe that there is a justification that somehow it's twisted, and often cruelty is justified.
Yeah, there's always this duality in religion, isn't it? So much of it is about love, and I think everyone who loves religion, they understand that virtually the whole thing is about love and learning to love. But at the same time, there's so much information in there that allows people to persecute one another and hate one another. You know, I feel like it exists in a lot of different religions. And in Islam, my encounter with my Muslim friends is that they are the softest people I know. And they were showing me when I was about 19 years old, what kind of unconditional acceptance was. I didn't experience from my Chinese friends and family as much. Like my Chinese experience in Singapore was much more harsh, you know, like we were kind of really hard people, and the Muslim people were very soft people. So I saw that in their culture, but at the same time, I was very aware of laws in other Muslim states, you know, outside of Singapore, that allowed people to be punished in very, very, very extreme ways.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because do you reckon that faith can evolve, or does liberation have to happen completely outside organized religion? I don't know enough about it, to be honest. I've got to admit that here. Can it evolve, or...
But don't you think you've encountered people who enjoy their religion? I don't want to say they're religious people, because when I say religious people, it sounds like they're always like preaching and trying to convert other people. But I think there are some people who are very quietly, like personally engaging with their religion all the time. And they're very highly evolved. They're very free people. So I think there is a lot of space in religion to allow that. Mm. But maybe that is the quieter aspect of religious experience. What we see in the public sphere tends to be very unkind.
I wonder if that's where shows like this are good, because maybe it does take a bit of noise, like a punk band, to raise that awareness. Whereas if we're all quiet, no one ever knows, and then the bullies get away with it constantly, don't they? Because there's no one saying stop, stop. But this punk band is doing the opposite.
Well, art is important in a situation like this that's distinct from us, because we, like you said earlier, we have legal protection. Mm. You know, people can dislike us, people can have crazy notions about queer people, but we are protected by law. You know, by and large, we are. But in places like Malaysia, where they haven't got protection, you kind of don't have a lot of avenues to plead your case. And I think art is probably the most powerful. But at the same time, this film is never going to be screened there, because it's got people who are queer, who do not die at the end. So, it's a tricky thing. But, you know, as a punk band, they do go to small pockets of Malaysia to, I guess, to represent themselves.
I love going to Malaysia, I've got to admit, and the nasi lemak, so yummy.
Malaysia, I think, is a really, really nice culture to be in, to explore. I would definitely encourage people, if they have an opportunity. Like, it doesn't seem to be one of the buzzier locations. Like, people always talk about Vietnam and Thailand and Bali. But I would say, you know, pick a few different places in Malaysia. It is really pleasant. And if your intention is to relax and calm down, it is the great place to visit.
That's what we need to do, Susie. Relax and calm down. Now, we're chatting with Susie Rong about Queer as Punk, which is a raw, fearless film from Malaysia. It's now showing at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. Susie, we both know what it's like in families where there is devotion and shame living side by side. And I think that's one of the common things that we all have, isn't it, is how queer people navigate that, wanting their parents' approval and being their own truth at the same time, whether it be the parents wanting them to conform to their religion or just conforming to their expectations, there is that tension, isn't there, that kind of binds us all.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest lessons any person can learn is the imperfections of their parents, or, you know, the depth of the imperfections of your parents. Because we all grow up thinking that our parents know everything, that they are, you know, they're perfect human beings. And at some stage we learn that they're not. And for the rest of our lives, we just got to get used to that idea.
What do you reckon, Susie, though? Let's say we go to the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, which is a fantastic festival. I can't wait to see the films. And we're watching these films safely in Melbourne, and what do you reckon we should remember when we applaud art like this film from people who can't even hold hands in public?
Yeah, and they can't even screen this, their own film,
they
in,
can't
their
even screen
own,
this film
in their
over
own
there.
Country.
Yeah, we can all clap and applaud in our comfort.
Yeah.
What do you reckon we should take out of it?
That's the trickiest thing. You know, when we were having these big arguments about same-sex marriage in Australia, and it's, you know, in some ways that was a very powerful thing to have change in Australia. But at the same time, I was always aware of, like, wow, we are arguing about this where there are places in other parts of the world where people go to their graves without anyone knowing that they're queer. And I don't know, you know, I think it's valuable to know that we are in a privileged position. And it's valuable to know, you know, to know how we got here, or what are the mechanisms and what are the kind of the pathways that got us here. And, you know, if anybody cares to listen, if anybody wants that information, that should be made available to everyone.
And I think the other thing is, Susie, too, it gives us an understanding of another culture and perhaps why some people behave the way that they do. And maybe they haven't had it as easy as the rest of us.
Yeah, and these people could very well live in Australia, because not all of us are the same kind of Australians. We are very diverse, and, you know, the people that we see in this film, Queer as Punk, are Malaysian. And, you know, there are a lot of people that have moved from Malaysia to Australia, and they might carry the same sort of values and same sort of cultural behaviours with them.
Susie, I had one more question for you, and that was, if you're in the, you know, the movie industry, the theatre industry, if you could, I suppose, send a message to the filmmakers and to the queer Malaysians that are still hiding, what would you say to them?
I would say that courage is something to be very proud of, and courage comes with a lot of pain and sacrifice, but it is, you know, I think, now that I'm in my middle age, I think a lot about legacy, and that's something that gives my life a lot of meaning. So, and I think courage has allowed me to get to a place where I'm very proud of some of the things that I've done and some of the things I continue to be able to do. But on the other hand, keeping safe must always be a priority. And, you know, whether I'm here in Sydney or you're over there in Malaysia, in a rural place in Malaysia, keeping safe, you know, it's nothing to be ashamed of, and, you know, you want to keep safe so that you can do more work, hopefully, in the future.
Susie Rong, love chatting with you. What are we watching next week?
The new Singaporean film, A Good Child, is coming to the Melbourne Queer Film Festival as well. There are two screenings scheduled for this one. Catch it this Friday or next Friday. A Good Child. Info at mqff.com.au. I'll share some thoughts when I see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.